got a host of guys working. We'll see how it all plays out, but I like the guys that are working at it.
Hey, Coach, last year, especially in the Super Bowl, when you watched New England and that kickoff that they used, where they kind of pinned you in at like the 2 or 3 yard line, and they really covered them really well. Is that something that is the new wave now, that you don't just give up the 25 yards?
It could be. I think it depends who you have on your coverage units, what the kick return units are, the matchups, those type of things. And then if your kicker can place it and keep it in bounds where it doesn't go out of bounds, then you're giving it up to the 40 there. So it could be the way of the future. You saw a lot of it last year, and I think every team's working on it now.
So you guys drafted Zane Gonzalez. You have Cody Parkey. Mm-hmm. How do you view that competition?
I think it's going to be a great competition. Both guys are really good players. They both had great springs, so I'm excited to see what the fall, how it transpires, and where they go from there.
When you draft a kicker, though, I mean, I think all of us look at it and say, well, you made that investment, so he's probably more likely to be the guy. Do you look at it that way?
I don't look at it that way because I always look at whoever does the best is going to win the job, and regardless if you're drafted or not drafted. I've had players play for us that have been good players that were drafted. I've had players that have played for us that are good players that weren't drafted. So that status doesn't mean anything to me.
How's Cody responded to a guy coming in?
Oh, just like Cody always does. He's tough, mentally strong. I mean, he's working on his craft, and Zane is working on his craft. I mean, that's at the end of the day, they just have to handle their kicks and not worry about the other guy, and that's what they're both doing. They both get along real well, and look forward to seeing how it plays out in the fall.
What did you like about Zane that made you guys
pick? But Zane had good accuracy coming out. His senior year there, I think he has a strong leg, and as you're building a team and building a roster, I mean, you're always looking for competition at all the spots, and our spot is no different. So I think that's what that is right now.
How excited are you about Jabril, and what kinds of things are you cooking up for him?
I'm excited about Jabril returning. I mean, obviously I thought he was electric in college and is a playmaker. I think it's a matter of helping us get our return game to where it's supposed to be, where Cleveland Browns are supposed to return the ball, and hopefully we can get to that. We still have a lot of work to do, but I think we can get there.
After coaching some of the guys that you've coached, Krebs and different guys throughout your career, isn't it great for you to have somebody, a weapon, a threat that you can put back there like that?
Oh, I think you always get excited about that, hopefully that it plays out like it does. I mean, we're still continuing to work with a lot of guys that are here right now. I mean, my goal is always to have a bunch of guys in the stable, so to speak, and that philosophy hasn't changed, and it won't change. So hopefully good things will happen.
Well, you anticipate, I know you got 90 guys on the team right now, but do you anticipate more continuity or carryover, I should say, on your coverage units from last year to this year as opposed to, everybody got wiped out from 2005?
Well, you hope so. I mean, we got obviously a lot of guys coming back. And then at the same time, we're continuing to develop other guys. My world is always going to evolve, and it's always fluid. The idea for us this spring was to train a lot of guys. I think we accomplished that. When we get into training camp, we'll begin to zero in on guys and improve those coverage units.
Man, I bet you lost Batamosi the year before and a bunch of guys that you're really depending on.
Those things happen, but I like the players that we have here that can step in and do those things for us.
Chris, how will you conduct this kicking competition?
Well, they'll go out and kick, and we'll chart them, and
everything.
Oh yeah, everything. And then there's going to be days where we won't chart them, where we say, we're going to come out and work on things, and I don't want to have the pressure of a charted kick when you're working on something. It's not always about. I mean, people are always going to make it about makes and misses, and that is obviously a big thing. But sometimes you can make a make, and the ball's going sideways, and it banks in, and it counts statistically as a make, but really that's an ugly make. So we'll
is
watch
there
the.
Is such a thing?
Well, in practice there is. In a game there is not. All makes are good. But, we'll chart them and compete them and be smart with their legs so that they're fresh when they do compete.
And after Parkey, recovered and really had a strong year after that debut, what was the motivation to select Gonzalez in the draft?
I think what we're always trying to do is add competition to all roster spots, and I think that's what our front office is doing. I mean, no, you don't want anyone to be comfortable at a certain spot. As soon as you get comfortable, then you get laxed. And you know, coach has always stated we want guys at every position to compete for starting spots, and our position is no different.
Jabril going to be used at punt return and kick return, or just punt return?
And now he's going to be he's working at both of them.
And so we saw the video when he was drafted.
Yeah, I was excited about it.
Is that, I mean, was...
No, I'm excited. I'm passionate about I'm passionate about Cleveland Browns and special teams, and I feel like we acquire a player, all the players that we acquire can help us in some way. I get excited about that. I mean, I just have, you know, it got videoed. I didn't know it was getting videoed. But when players get picked, I get excited.
It just looks like a guy who's probably like at the top of your wish list, or one of them. You know?
Yeah, he was a good player, and we're hoping that translates to this level. You know, this is a different deal for him, but have great confidence in how he approaches things and how he works at things that he has a chance to be a good one.
What do you think makes him electric like that?
You know, the way he's built, he kind of reminds me a little bit in the Cribsy mold that he has some thickness to him, and you know, where. If you look at our pass returners, even when we was in Chicago with Devin was a little slighter guy. Travis was a really slight guy. He's a mix of more of a Cribsy, and can go north-south, but I thought that he had good vision coming out, and you could see it on a lot of plays to where he could just create on his own. And I think those are good traits in a returner.
Colquitt and Hewlett.
Mm-hmm.
Got re-signed this offseason. How big was that for you?
I think that is big because, you know, obviously we want to establish continuity at those spots. And anytime you can, you know, get your core, your long snapper, your punter, and your kicker situated, you want to ride those ponies as long as you can. So I think those were great signings by our organization, and plan on those guys having good years.
What other rookies, newcomers have you seen that have really kind of stood out, or guys that maybe come training camp you're excited to see when you really get into it?
You know, I don't want to single anyone out because I'll be afraid that I'll leave someone out, but they've all done a nice job in the meeting rooms, picking up the stuff, and then fundamentally what we're trying to do. They've gotten better from rookie mini camp to this point. We actually watched some tape on that today about how far they've come and still how far we have to go. So I'm still excited to get them here in whatever that is, 5 weeks, and then we'll get right back on the horse and go.